This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Making the jump from car batteries to the cars themselves, the Biden administration recently proposed a rule to continue its crackdown on so-called junk fees by imposing penalties on the companies that don't show their full price up front. When it comes to extra fees, the rental car industry has its own share of those. Emily Stewart, a senior correspondent at Vox, wrote about how rental car fees can squeeze consumers and is here to tell us more. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, rental cars, we use them, we sometimes love them. Maybe what made you want to write about this?
To be honest, this is one that I hear about all of the time from readers and honestly from people in my life. And I hear about it from myself. I have never had a rental car experience that has been smooth. I will say that much.
Was there a specific incident that made you say, this is the time I'm going to dig into this?
I mean, right now, currently, a family friend actually just rented a car out in Denver and was looking at their receipt. And they were like, what in the world's going on? Like, the price of the rental car had basically doubled with all of the fees. And they sent me over their receipt and just kind of bit by bit, I started to look what each one was. And I was honestly pretty surprised at what I found, because I think we really don't know how rental car fees work in a way that maybe we are a little bit more accustomed to, like on tickets or flights. To some extent, at least.
In your piece, you list a couple of these fees: concession recovery fee, road safety, energy recovery fee. What are some of the fees that really jumped out to you as you were doing this reporting?
So I think it's important to point out that a lot of these fees are from state and local governments across the country. It is not popular for policymakers to raise taxes on their residents. It's a lot easier to raise taxes on tourists, right, on travelers. And so you will see all sorts of fees for highways or just random taxes that you don't quite understand. If a rental car agency is at an airport, the airport will charge that rental car agency money. That money gets charged to you. And then, of course, there are all the fees that show up once you're at the counter at the airport trying to figure out what to do in terms of, do you want extra car insurance, or do you want to fill up gas your own, or do you want us to fill up gas for you? Do you need a car seat? So there are all sorts of different fees that show up. Some of them are things you can't avoid. Some of them are things that you can.
Why aren't these fees and taxes included in the base rate?
That's, I think, the million-dollar question. I think right now, you know, at least rental car companies will tell you to a certain extent, it's like, we want to disclose this stuff, right? Like, we also don't want to take all of the blame that there are all these fees that some of them really have nothing to do with us. We cannot tell the state of California or whatever that we're not going to, you know, charge these taxes. But at the same time, I think it's definitely fair to say it would be much better for consumers to just know how much everything was going to cost us right off the bat. I don't want to have to do math and go back and guess at how much everything might be.
So after doing all this reporting, what tips do you have for the rest of us when it comes to renting a car? Things to avoid, things we need?
I mean, it's good to think about before you get to the counter. I think a lot about a few years ago, I was in Madison, Wisconsin, and I was not prepared to answer the insurance question, and at some point wound up in a back and forth with the agent over whether I thought a tree might fall on my car and I needed that kind of insurance. So I think it's a good idea to go in and know, like, how do I want to answer that question, the insurance question? But I think a lot of it really is, you know, trying to comparison shop and then just really doing your homework, which isn't the ideal answer, but it's kind of the best one we have for now.
How do you feel now when you walk up to the rental counter?
The last time I rented a car actually was like fairly smooth until I got to the parking lot. And the first two cars I got didn't work. The first one, the battery was dead. The second one had somebody else's luggage in it. Like, it's always, I feel bad because it is a hard industry, right? It has to be. Somebody picks up like a very big ticket item from you and you don't know where they go with it. But at the same time, really, even after I published this story, the amount of emails that I've gotten from readers with different horror stories has made me feel like I was on to something at least a little bit.
Emily Stewart is a senior correspondent at Vox, writing about and riding in rental cars. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks.